Track 11, Norfolk's Prince of Prints. Vibrant boats on shingle beaches, rusting tractor winches, fishing nets, boxes and baskets. Artist H.J. Jackson has been creating stunning pictures of Norfolk across seven decades.
Exactly 70 years ago, a teenager cut a picture of a sailing ship into a piece of lino and launched an artistic career. H.J. Jackson, known to his friends as John, and now 84, is still creating detailed, evocative prints of boats, and a major retrospective exhibition opens this month in conjunction with a new book. Working in a tiny studio in the back bedroom of his terraced house in Norwich, his prints of fishing boats, beaches and ageing tractors emerge from an idiosyncratic process honed over the decades. His first print helped him win a place at the Norwich School of Art. But after leaving, he no longer had access to a printing press, but discovered that he could transfer ink from lino to paper by rubbing with the edge of a tobacco tin. Ever since, he's hand-burnished his prints, meticulously rubbing each layer of colour from lino to paper. He stopped smoking 40 years ago when his daughter Hannah was born, but still has a stockpile of tins. And he never tires of the results. However long you take drawing and cutting, when you print it, it's instant, he says. The moment you pull away the paper, you've got an instant picture. It still excites me. Born in a railway cottage in King's Lynn, the meeting of water and rail coloured his creative life. His father and grandfather worked on the railways, and John moved to Melton Constable as a child. His first editioned print was of the station there, captured shortly before it closed. In Norwich, he pictured the slum clearance of Victorian streets. In Great Yarmouth, there were the Scottish boats following the herring, which began a lifelong fascination with Norfolk's fishing industry. His prints capture places where the picturesque and poignant merge, rendering them in a striking combination of bold shapes and intricate detail. He worked as a graphic designer for Bolton and Paul for more than 30 years and was married to Maggie, a retired primary school teacher, until her death 3.5 years ago. There are H.J. Jackson prints at the Ashmolean Museum in Oxford, as well as in books and on greeting cards. And he says, "My work tends to turn up all over the place. I think my prints are more well-travelled than I am." But does he have a favourite? It's usually the last thing I've been working on, but certain prints do retain a special place in my memory. Melton Constable Station from 1958 is very important to me, he said. One came up for sale in an auction recently, and I found myself visiting it to see how it had fared in the intervening 65 years, as if it was my first child, which I'd sent off into the world. I really love the colour, composition and narrative of Waiting for the Winch from 2008, with the fisherman in the background waiting his turn for the cable to winch his boat up the beach. I'm currently enamoured of my latest print, On the Shingle Bank, which features a large yellow caterpillar tractor from the beach at Weybourne. And his work continues to develop. What I've enjoyed is taking the mundane, well-worn fishing ephemera and bringing it to the fore, he said, in lino cuts like Empty Boxes, Ropes and Baskets, Quayside Relic and Marker Boy. I've removed the background context so that the attention is solely on the object. It gives me the opportunity to look at things in a new light. H.J. Jackson, 70 years of printmaking, is at Bertram Gallery in Holt from now until the 1st of November. And the book, H.J. Jackson, Drawn to Print, is published by Mascot Media.